107.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You are listening to Janet. I'll be here up until 9 o'clock today. So make sure you're staying tuned. Make sure you're requesting your tracks on 01484 817705. The mobile WhatsApp number is 07444 202155 as well. Also, make sure you're listening on our Radio Sangam app, which is completely free from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. I'm wondering, actually, before Eve, I was saying that make sure you're downloading the Radio Sangam app on like your family members' phones. So I wonder how many of you were successful at that. So if you want, you can call in, text in, tell me if you were successful or not. It would be interesting. I know I've managed to download it. I've managed to download it on my grandma's like phone and like tablet and my granddad's phone and just like everyone's phone, because it's entertaining to see them like, you know, whenever you handle someone's phone, no matter who they are, they always have this mini panic across their face. Like, my grandma, she's the least dodgiest person on the planet, yet she still had a massive panic when I touched the phone. And it was like, no, chill, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to look through your search history, like, or anything like that. But, hey, grandparents are dodgy, man. Okay, up next, we have a track called Summer Love. Mickey Singh released it very, very recently. And actually, I wonder how many views it's had. I'll have a look and I'll tell you how many views it's had and stuff like that. So tell me if you like the song. It's Summer Love by Mickey Singh and Manpreet Kaur.
बुझिया कर गई है तू कितों आइए 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 तू पहली तकनी च मेरा दिल लुटिया चेर दासी रखिया संभाल यारा ने दूजी तकनी च तेनू प्यार हो गया तेरे उतों कहंदी अज दिल वारा वे डाली ते टकाई फिर दी रखे नी तू महंगे महंगे शौक नी
That was Summer Love by Mickey Singh, which was released 6 days ago. We had Jasmine from Chandigarh, India, saying this track brings back summer for me here. Cool, very nice. And as I was wondering how many views it had. It has 1.8 million views and 61k likes. So it's done rather well for 6 days. So well done, Mickey Singh. And I'm sure he's released a few Instagram updates about it as well. I know he was teasing us with them a couple of weeks beforehand. We had Subhan listening on his way to school. Have an amazing day at school. Like, it's coming up to the summer, right? So it must be like, this is the time of the school season where you either have exams or they bring out the TV and make you watch it for a month with quote unquote educational videos. I remember watching Shark Tale and Shrek a lot when I was at school, and also the teachers used to make us bring in like a DVD each. So we used to, like, every kid brought in like their favorite DVDs, right? And I either brought a Harry Potter DVD or I bought in a Shrek DVD. And then so we used to like do a tally or do a vote and say, okay, these are the 6 DVDs we have today, which one do you want to watch? And that's literally all my summer was, like the last month of school, that was it. So yeah, so Pan, have an amazing time at school. And I know one of your favorite presenters is Tanvir Katana, who is on every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday 4 till 7, and I know this is one of his favorite tracks, so it might be your favorite track as well. It's called Jet, I can't pronounce it, I tried, I couldn't, but it's called Jet Lodhianeda, I think, and it's by Vishal and PR Dev. Enjoy. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You are listening to Jeanette. I'll be here up until 9 o'clock today. We have our police crew on air, and they'll be talking about police recruitment and this new apprenticeship thing that's happening. So we have Tanya Wilkins, Wilkins, and we have Alia Hussain from the police force to join us today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So how are we doing this morning?
Doing really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much. So do you want to explain to our listeners kind of what you're doing this morning and what the recruitment thing's all about?
Yeah, I'm Tanya Wilkins. I'm a chief inspector here at West Yorkshire. Police recruitment is changing, so I really want to give you an opportunity to discuss that today and talk about our new degree apprenticeships. So our new constable degree apprenticeship is a new pathway to becoming a police officer.
Right.
Trainee officers will study towards a BA honours degree as part of their training, and as it's an apprenticeship, trainees will be paid, so they will earn whilst they learn. They will receive a salary while they go through training. All university fees will be paid by West Yorkshire Police, but they'll also be given practical on-the-job training by a team of police officers and receive classroom-based training at Leeds Trinity University. The programme lasts 3 years, and by the end of it, they'll become a fully qualified police officer, but also have a degree as well.
Okay, that's really cool. So, do you want to... How long is the course? How long is the course, and how much is on the job, and how much is in the classroom?
It's 50-50 for both on the job and in the classroom. So they'll join the police, go through the normal recruitment process in terms of they'll start with us as a PC, but they'll be out on the street, but also have some classroom-based learning as well. But it's 3 years, as you would expect for a normal degree.
All right, cool. Do they need kind of any pre-training beforehand or need to be at a certain fitness level and stuff like that?
There's no pre-training beforehand. In terms of fitness level, they will be obviously required to do an on-the-job fitness test, and that is a BLEAT test where you've got to get to about level 5.4, which a lot of people are a bit daunted by, but really it's running for about 3.5 minutes. So as long as you've got a reasonable fitness, you'll probably do it quite easily.
All right, okay. Is there any kind of age limit or anything, or can anyone join?
You've got to be 18 or over to apply, and you've got to have a minimum of a level 3 level qualification, or 2A level.
Okay, cool. And so do you want to talk more about the role and what kind of support you're more likely to get?
Yeah, I'll let PC Alia Hussain talk about the role as a PC.
Cool.
Hi. I generally work in Leeds North West. And on a day-to-day basis, you could be dealing with a range of different things. So depending on the area that you work in, you might have, for instance, in North West Leeds, you've got Leeds Bradford Airport, you've got the Sports State Stadium, and it stretches out into the city centre as well, so it can range from dealing with helping with people with mental health issues, to domestics, to burglaries, to ejecting a passenger off a plane. You know, 2 days are the same, but it's about you creating a positive change and helping those in need.
And what kind of person are you looking for to take on this role of being an apprentice?
I'm not the best person to answer that question. So we're looking for people who are really good at talking to people, have good communication skills, and people who are confident. You know, I think it takes a special type of person to be a police officer. You need to care about, obviously, the community, and have good communication skills. So that's what we're kind of looking for.
And so do you want people with previous work experience and stuff, or is it just kind of anyone?
Previous work experience is good. If you've worked in a service industry or retail, where you've got to use your communication skills, then that's something obviously we're really interested in. But we're also aware, because it is apprenticeships and people are 18, they might not have actually had that much work experience behind them, and that's fine, as long as they can demonstrate that they have got that communications and the ability to be a good police officer.
And we've had Samia from Huddersfield asking what... she's left a quite a long message. She says, sorry, Oh no, my voice is gone. She says that she's gone through a few apprenticeships before, but she says it lacks support. So what kind of support do you guys give to your apprentices?
We have, what will happen when you join as an apprenticeship, you taught over 3 years, so you're mentored by experienced police officers at our training centre, mm-hmm. but also you're mentored by academics at Leeds Trinity as well. When you join the police, you are given a tutor constable who works alongside you for the first 10 weeks, who's there to support you once you land whichever district that you're going to work at. So, and then that person will be your support person throughout your career, but also you've got supervisors and you've got your peers and other people around you who can support you and help you with the apprenticeship.
All right, okay, cool. And back to Alia. So do you want to talk more about the working environment and how kind of the working as a police officer is?
Yeah, generally, sorry, can you just repeat that, please?
Yeah, so how is it working on the base and kind of what are your peers like and stuff like that?
Oh, right, okay. So generally, I really enjoy working and interacting. My favourite thing about working with the police is meeting so many different kind of people. Mm-hmm. I like, my favourite thing is carrying out investigations and being quite thorough with those, learning about different types of crime and generally just the different types of people you meet. I'd say that my experience of West Yorkshire Police has been really positive and good. We've had a lot of support and throughout my process. So initially when I joined, I had my 13 weeks in training school where I learned everything that I needed to know in terms of law, the practical side of things. And then I went out into districts, in the Leeds district. Mm-hmm. There I 10 weeks on a one-to-one basis with my personal tutor. Mm-hmm. And throughout that time and afterwards, you get up to 90 weeks of managed support with a personal development unit. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they help you develop into the role that you want to go into, assist with any issues that you might have. If you need extended training, they can provide you with that.
Right.
And do a number of attachments for different departments in West Yorkshire Police. So you've got your roads policing, you've got your neighbourhood support, you've got your crime scene investigation, and that gives you a real flavour of what you may want to specialise in. Mm-hmm. Once you've completed your 2 years probationary period.
Right.
After that, if you want to specialise anything into anything further, you've got your peers, as my Chief Inspector said, and they can assist you and support you into going down that route that you want to go down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We have another question for you two, and we have Anisha asking, do they have to go through a vetting stage, and what does it consist of?
Everybody does get vetted. I can't go into details of what that vetting is, purely because I don't deal with that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But the type of questions that the vetting will ask you will obviously be details of your family, mm-hmm. because your mum, dad and your siblings, whether they've been involved in any crime at all, mm-hmm. and whether the person themselves applying, whether they've got any criminal convictions. Some criminal convictions will be considered. It's considered on a case-by-case basis.
Right. Okay, cool. Thank you. And so is there anything more you want to talk about before we ask you kind of how to access like applying and stuff like that?
Yeah, we really want to, as a force, we've been looking to really work better to represent all the communities that we serve, mm-hmm. in West Yorkshire, because we want everyone living here to feel like the police force represents them.
Mm-hmm.
We are really keen to get applicants from Black, Asian and minority ethnic communities, because we really want to represent the community that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really want to appeal to particularly females,
yeah.
And males to join the police so we can represent the community better.
Cool. Do you feel that the community is a tiny bit underrepresented at the minute?
When we look at our workforce representation and compare it to the workforce in terms of West Yorkshire, we are underrepresented by Black, Asian and minority ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wanting to readdress that balance and increase our representation.
Right.
But, you know, the job will always go to the right candidate and applications will always be based on merit.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want people from, you know, minority groups to come and join us.
Right, okay. And for those people who are kind of umming and erring, about this? I know there's certain people out there who are like, oh, if you join the police force, you're a snitch, you're this, you're that. What would you say to those people?
Sorry, I misspoke that question.
I said that I know there's a few people out there who kind of and about joining the police force. What would you like tell them to say?
What I would say, if they've got an interest and want to find out more about it, mm-hmm. to go onto our website and register their interest. Mm-hmm. And what will happen there is once they register their interest, they'll be invited to a familiarisation event mm-hmm. where we'll go through what the role of the police officer is, and they'll get an opportunity to speak to a number of police officers who are doing the role now to see whether it's actually a job for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'd just say that if you've got that feeling with you, that can I do this and is it for me, mm-hmm. I definitely say that, yeah, it's something that you should kind of follow and pursue. And if you, because I, from my personal experience, I had that feeling and I thought, I'm not quite sure if this is for me. Mm-hmm. Being from an Asian Pakistani background, my family initially were a bit apprehensive because it's not the career choice that a normal Asian female
would
go down. But once, as my chief inspector said about these familiarisation events, I attended some of those with my family, and just to get to know a bit more about what the role was about. And since I attended that with my family, they've been really supportive, and they've attended my attestation ceremony. They've been really good with the shift that I'm working, and mm-hmm. Supporting me through my career. And now, obviously, 3 years on, they're really happy and they're really proud, and it's the best career choice I've made. And they're really happy and supportive with it too.
Oh, that's really, it's really nice that your family got to come along to these familiarisation events and stuff. We have number ending 571 asking what type of hours of work, please.
Initially you'll have your training period, and obviously you've got they will be Monday to Friday, but once you go into the actual shift work of a police officer, you'll be working 6 days on and you'll be working 4 days off. Mm-hmm. The 6 days will consist of two early shifts, which is 7 till 5, two late shifts, which are generally from 4 till midnight, and two night shifts, which is from around 10 p.m. till 7. For someone who's not worked night shifts before, like myself, I didn't work night shifts before joining this role. Mm-hmm. It is a bit of a shock to your system, but from experience, I definitely say they're the best shifts that you'll be doing out of your whole 6 days on. They're really exciting, they're really different, and it really, really, really gets you going.
Yeah, I bet you have some stories about the night shift.
Yeah, definitely. Really fun.
Yeah, cool.
You get 4 days off, so you get a good time period to recuperate yourself, get ready for the next shift again.
Yeah. I mean, how much did you have to adapt yourself to the job? Like, was there anything you had to change about yourself or kind of change your mentality in some ways?
Not necessarily. I think prior to joining as a police officer, I was a special constable, so I had a slight insight of what it would be like. Okay. I think what I would say is just get ready to have your eyes opened. A lot of it is learning on the job, and don't worry about knowing everything. You're never going to go into a job and know everything. You're going to learn things, and as long as you're willing to learn and you're open to change and you're adaptable, then the role's definitely going to be accepting of you.
Cool. We have Nazir from Dewsbury asking, what's the pay like and what are the progress routes?
Okay, so trainees who join our degree apprenticeship programme will also be studying towards a degree. Mm-hmm. So they become a qualified police officer with a degree, but they don't have any of the student debt because all the university fees are actually paid by the four.
That's so cool.
The staff salary is $18,000. Mm-hmm. So you've got the benefit of doing that for 3 years and then not having any student debt. So some people I know have got like 20,000, you know, plus debt after they've done a degree. Well, you're not going to have that. Mm-hmm. Then after, you have incremental annual increases. And by the end of your 3 years, you'll then be on £24,654. Mm-hmm. And once you've been in the police for 3 years, you then have the opportunity, if you want, to either go into different roles laterally, whether you are interested in firearms or, you know, going to CID mm-hmm. or maybe going to mounted section, dog section. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other jobs that you can do as a lateral move. Mm-hmm. Or if you're actually interested in promotion, you can go do your sergeant's exam, become a sergeant, and then eventually become an inspector, chief inspector, and basically move yourself through the ranks.
Right. Nazia's also asking, she thinks there's an age limit for apprenticeships. Is that a case with your apprenticeship?
No, not at all. You can be any age. As long as you're over 18, we have no upper age limit whatsoever.
All right. Thank you. So how are people going to access applying and more information?
What we'd like people to do is to register their interest on the West Yorkshire Police website now. Mm-hmm. And then what will happen is you'll then notify you when the recruitment window opens. By registering your interest, we'll then send you an email once we have any familiarisation events that we're running. So you can come along, speak to police officers who are doing the job and find out more about the role. And you can then make an informed decision as to whether the role is for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah? Okay, cool. And if there's any more questions, just go to the website and find the information, yeah?
Yeah, great. Cool. On our West Yorkshire Police website.
Cool. And is there any way of getting you guys on social media or anything?
You'll find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was Chief Inspector Tanya Wilkins.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Tanya and Alia, for your time. And I'm sure the listeners have loved it because they're asking lots of questions. So I'll just send the website link their way now.
Fantastic.
So have a nice day, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that was our lovely police officers, local police officers, calling in and talking about their police apprenticeships. We will have some more information, especially on the Radio Sangam website. There will be a tiny ad coming out very soon talking about it. And as I said, go onto the West Yorkshire Police website, have a look for these apprenticeships. There's no upper age limit. You'll get 18k. There'll be no debts involved or anything like that. So it sounds really good. So it'll be 2 years of kind of general training and then you'll get 1 year in specialized training. So it sounds good. You'll get a degree out of it. There'll be no student debts. I mean, these days that's really rare. They're willing to pay for everything. So you can call in to the office for more information on 01484549947, or you can email us at info@radiosangam.co.uk. As Tanya and Alia said, to go onto the West Yorkshire Police website and you can find out some more information there as well. Okay, we've come to the end of the show, so thank you very much for listening. And I believe Tanya said you can follow her on Twitter as well, for those of you social media addicts. You can find her, is it PC? Did she say Police Chief Tanya Wilkins on Twitter, and I'm sure she'll be very, very happy to contact you or to get back in contact with you. You can call in to our studios. It's 01484817705. The mobile WhatsApp number is 07444202155 as well. We have Nasreen coming up next. She'll be here up until 12 o'clock. It's a shame my voice went halfway through that interview. I have a nasty cold, but hey. And also make sure you are following us, Radio Sangam, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We have the Radio Sangam app, which is available to download from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and you can listen to us internationally wherever you are around the globe. So yeah, if you're interested in joining the police force and you're specifically, well, not, it's open to everyone, but especially if you're from a minority, like, represent your people, you know. It will be good. So we had Abdullah from Bangladesh messaging saying hello to our police officers. So we have Razia in Huddersfield saying good morning as well. Thank you to Anisha, number ending 571, and Nazia from Dewsbury for your questions. As I said, if you have more questions, then do contact us, do contact the police force, and I'm sure they are willing to answer any questions that you have. Okay, I've been Janet. Take care. I will see you on Thursday, 9 till 12, where hopefully we'll have a charity come in and talk about FGM. As FGM season is on the way, especially with school holidays coming up. So take care. I'm Janet and have a good day. These walls are dragging.
walls are dragging me down, and all that surrounds me in this town. Here now I've gotta get out, head outward bound, once and for all, before we both may fall and end up with nothing at all.
Radio Sangam.
Radio Sangam, in association with Haji Jewellers, 68 Hotwood Lane, Halifax, HX1 4DG. Providers of gold and silver jewellery for all occasions. Call Halifax 01422 342 553. On the hour, every